We have invited Brother Frank Moses to share with us, and I'm going to suggest I noticed we need to put a microphone up here for you, unless you want to. You want to talk from down here? Okay, let's bring you over here closer. And he is from the Helping Up Mission, and as I said, he's brought his friend Ron to kind of sit with us, and I'll leave it up to you. Don't look at the clock, just share from the heart.
Okay,
take care.
First and foremost, giving honor and glory to God, thank you guys for inviting me. My name is Frank Moses. I am a resident, a graduate of the Helping Up Mission, which is a one-year spiritual recovery residential program for men. We have a population of between 445 men to roughly about 510 men who have actually been giving God's grace and mercy with a second chance to rebuild their lives, myself included. Just a brief history about who I am, how I came about. I am the oldest son of nine children. Successful basketball player, good student in high school, earned an academic or athletic scholarship, I should say, for basketball. I attended a small college out in Wyoming, Sheridan, Wyoming. Very successful out there. Getting into the horrors of my life, I should say, after succumbing to peer pressure, curiosity, and just want to be socially accepted, I succumbed to the addictive lifestyle of marijuana, escalating into alcohol, escalating into heroin. Those three elements, in reference to my curiosity and want to be a socially accepted, eventually led me to have to seek the help and assistance of the Helping Up Mission. Again, it was through God's grace and mercy, many prayers that were sent up for me. My mother losing sleep, wondering about me, and I stand before you as a true testament that God worked in my life, and I'm just proud to stand here. My addiction, my act of addiction was in and out of 32 years. There were successes, there were many lows, and again, wow, hold on. Everything that I've lost in my act of addiction, I've gained back twofold. And upon my arrival at the mission, I was able to understand that God's grace and mercy, when I reflect back upon my journey in and out the act of addiction, it was God's grace and mercy that kept me. And I use this analogy that my life, I'm just an actor in a big movie, and God is the ultimate director. And I look back at those places and situations that I put my life in. I'm not even supposed to be here giving you a testimony on this beautiful Sunday morning. But again, I thank him for everything. And I'm just one of the multitude of men at the Helping Up Mission. Our lives, we've lost a lot as men as seeking assistance of the Helping Up Mission. We have no discipline. We have no social skills. We have a one-track mind. We're spiritually dead people. But the mission has reinstilled that, how to go about and to accomplish that. We have spiritual, mental, psychological, and physical approach to recovery at the mission. I'd like to extend an invitation to anyone who has not been to the mission to come down for a tour and orientation, see the great thing that God is doing in the many lives of the men of the mission. We have men from all around the world who are residents currently at the mission, from Japan, Honduras, Alaska, Australia, Sweden, and we're just people who are broken. And I'd like to say this in reference to the multitude of men from around the world who have actually, God has led them to the mission, is that the active lifestyle of addiction, it don't discriminate, and it never takes a holiday. And that's so true in every facet. And we all are in recovery to some capacity, to some degree. And it's through the love and outreach from perfect strangers who actually facilitate my recovery, my spiritual rebirth. And I'll say this a little bit, what got me to the Helping Up Mission. I had always been a responsible parent. I'm the father of two sons and the proud grandfather of one son, a grandson. My oldest son is 26. My youngest son is 11. And my grandson is 6. And I went on a binge. If nobody knows, that's just taking my will back and doing what I want to do and just made the choice to actually indulge in getting high. I left my family on December the 25th. After doing the social thing for the Christmas holiday, dinner and everything, I received a phone call, made the choice to indulge a friend, a so-called friend at that time, to go out and indulge, and I did that. And I went on a two-day binge. I returned home 4:30 on the 27th of December of 2009. Embarrassed, guilt, shame, all those things were just beating me up. So instead of going and getting in bed, I curled up on the living room sofa because I know shortly, between 6:30 and 7:30, my family will be getting together and departing. My fiance at the time was going to work, and my son will be staying during the work hours at the YMCA. I curled up and with my back to them, my son come and tried to wake me and says, "Daddy, Daddy, get up, get up." Now, mind you, I'm under this influence that will not allow me to get any rest. So I'm just going through the motion of just really just ignoring my son. And he taps me, he says, and he asks his mother just before the exit, she says, "Mommy, why does Daddy sleep all the time? I have brand new toys. He doesn't play with me anymore. Do he love me?" And this is coming out of the mouth of an 8-year-old child at the time. Mind you, it was so profound that once they exit the building, the house, that I couldn't even look him in his face, and sit up on the sofa and I cried for about 2 hours. It had touched home, hit home that strong. And sit on the sofa, and I made a call about 9 o'clock that morning because I needed some help. And I was just ready and convinced that it was that time. It was God intervening. And I'm able to recognize that today, being where God has brought me from. And I made one phone call. The gentleman told me, said, "I could help you." He said, "But if you're not ready, man, it'd be a waste." And I sit there. He said, "I'll call you back." I received the call back in about 15 minutes. Guy said, "Someone will be there to pick you up in 45 minutes. I received a knock on my door about 20 minutes later. This gentleman had showed up. And that's God. He's intervening during this whole process because he knew deep down inside I was ready. I was ready to turn my will back over to him. And this gentleman came and picked me up. I did a 3-day detox. I ended up at the mission on December the 27th, and I've been of 2009, and I've been there ever since. God, I mean, he's a powerful man. He's powerful. And it's not a day to go by that I don't have his name in my mouth. It's not a day. It's not a moment during the day that I don't keep God's name in my mouth. And I just thank God that they put people such as yourselves. If you haven't been down to the mission again, if you haven't got involved with the mission in whatever capacity, do so, because you changed the lives of a lot of appreciative men. Who deserve a second chance, and it's through people such as yourself, the outpouring of love, concern, just doing what God work was all about, helping the downtrodden, the less fortunate, the hungry. And I just really appreciate you. And Pastor, I just want to thank you, man, for inviting us out this morning. We got a little lost until the guy gave us the right direction. We didn't know they were two Long Green Roads. Until he said, go a quarter of a mile down on Long Green Road. And once you get past the cow pasture, then you know you're getting close to the church. And once we was riding along, we started turning around a couple of other times, but we did find a pasture. And lo and behold, there was a church. And mind you, before we arrived here, we stopped at the Long Green Baptist Church. And the people looking around, who are these guys? What are they here for? They weren't on the schedule. So we finally made it, and God got us here safe. And again, I want to thank you all. And if you haven't heard of the Helping Up Mission, go online, go on Facebook, and just look at what God is doing at the Helping Up Mission. And I'll say this, and I'll tell you how we think as people. When they first suggested coming to the Helping Up Mission to start my recovery process, I went into my head with this negative thing, and I'm thinking missions, I'm thinking nuns, seances, gritty, grimy, smelly, that kind of thing, and just the way I was thinking. But once I got to the mission, it was just like, wow. I mean, just wow. And there's no place in this world that I would not go and tell anybody or give my testimony about what God is doing at Helping Up Mission. I'm not a marketing rep or car salesman or nothing like that, but I know what God is doing, and I know what God is doing in my life today. So I'm not shy, I'm not bashful, because I know God is a mighty, powerful God. His goodness is great every day, and I'm just a living example that He delivers. He transforms us. He transformed my life, and I just want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to give you my testimony, and I'll keep you all in prayer. Thank you.
Okay, Frank, can I just ask you a question? Okay. Mm-hmm. Did I see somewhere that you are director of volunteers or something?
And I'll say this, and God showed favor or grace and mercy and favor for me, because upon graduation, 2 days after graduation, I received the notice that the administration there wanted to hire me on as a volunteer services coordinator. They have since changed it to donor relations coordinator, but it's still the same, getting involved with the various peoples who want to get involved with the mission through GIK, which is our gifts and kinds. I'd like to say this to all the gentlemen, ladies, don't feel slighted at all, but gentlemen, before you throw out any of your old clothes, your suits, your ties and stuff, think about bringing them to the Helping Up Mission, because it can make a difference in a man's life, the proper way for job interviews, going back to college, completing his, getting his high school diploma. And we have all those programs at the mission. Computer literacy programs. We have one as a success rate. Now, let me say this about the mission. We have guys who have actually dropped out of school in the third grade. One of the gentlemen I'm speaking of is a prolific artist. He just recently had 22 pieces of his artwork displayed at the corporate headquarters of the Susquehanna Bank. He had a third grade education when he came to the Helping Up Mission. He graduated from the program. He got his GED this last year. And he's a successful artist. And our success rate as far as guys being out of school, dropping out of school third, fourth, or fifth grade, and being out of school 10 and 15 years or more, and coming to the mission, obtaining a high school, our success rate is higher than a lot of high schools in the state of Maryland. And that's a real proud accomplishment that I like to tell about the mission in reference to guys. We have roughly 125 guys who are back in college. It's a lot of blessings that flow. So we have men that are actually getting their lives back on track, making that reconnection as far as with their families, their children are involved with the process. So it's a beautiful thing to see. Any other questions? I'll feel free to ask any questions. And again, back to what I was saying, gentlemen, please make your donations as far as your old clothes, your shoes, your socks, whatever. You know, we don't sell anything, so you can make a profound difference in a man's life at the Helping Up Mission, and we appreciate any donations. Also, all donations that are made to the mission are tax deductible. Okay?
Thank you. And you have these things, and the Helping Up Mission is our focus for the entire month. So.
How many?
Yeah.
One thing I'll say this about the mission. The mission don't go out and we don't canvass the neighborhood recruiting anyone to come to the mission. You just show up at the front door saying you need help. Whether you're homeless, recovering from alcohol or drug addiction, we will get you the help that you need. We do not turn any man away. We have three programs that reside on the campus. The one is the OGS. It's the foundation of the mission, for the mission doing what it does daily. OGS stands for Overnight Guest Shelter. We make accommodation for any person or any homeless guy seeking overnight assistance. So we can accommodate up to 65 to 85 guys in that program. It's free. The first night is free. Any night thereafter, it's $3 per night. They get a hot shower with all the toiletries they need to bring their hygiene up to par, change of clothes, underwear, socks, pants, shirts, whatever they need. Shower shoes included. They get a hot dinner with all that they want to eat. They get a chapel service. Then they get a nice, comfortable bed to sleep in. They wake in the morning. They tighten up their hygiene. They get a breakfast with all they want to eat. And as they're exiting the building for the morning, for the day, we offer them a bag lunch. But the OGS is the foundation for the mission doing what it is doing today. And all the other programs were built upon the OGS. So when I'll say this in reference to the homeless guys. My first couple of months at the mission, I would go and sit with these guys, just perfect strangers off the street who needed overnight shelter at the mission. I would just go in and just stimulate a conversation with these guys. And I was shocked that some of these guys are engineers, businessmen who had owned their own stores, their own furniture stores, college graduates, military guys, and to know that the storms of life, they are still caught in the storms of life. And it's only when they come to the mission that they get a peace of mind just for a moment. And to know that we as society can look upon a guy that's gritty, grimy, smelly, and stuff like that, with dirty clothes and stuff like that, and never have a clue. And we get lost first and foremost. We lose sight of the fact that this is one of God's children who's just caught in the storms of life, who's probably just running on his own will. So what my thing is that whenever I see somebody on the street that's homeless and stuff, even the people with the signs, you know, they say that, it's, you know, some people say, I don't like to give them money. But whatever is on your heart, do that just to give them temporary relief, that knowing not only for yourself, but for them. If they choose to do whatever they do in reference to you giving them $5 or a dollar, then you gave it out of your heart. Leave the choice up to them to do what they decide to do, because they open up their mouth and say that they need help. This is the way I can help you. So that's one of my strong points. It keeps me humble. It keeps me grounded in my relationship with God. And I want to make this relationship work. And it's so important for me because it was him who keeps me strong. It's him who keeps me strong and has kept me strong. It's in a way I'm taking my will back. Any questions? Anybody else? Anybody else?
No? Well, thank you, Frank. Thank you, Ron, for coming out here to the the cows and the farmland and sharing with us. I hope you can stay a little bit and you guys take the opportunity to make yourself known to them and share. We've got some refreshments afterwards before Sunday school. So
okay. Also, I have some literature. We have what is called the Raising Up News article, which features one of the residents of the program every month. So I have some copies of that, and I also have copies of my personal testimony just as well. So you guys are welcome to that, and connect cards if you want to get connected to the mission. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay.